a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte, I hope you're having a fantastic Saturday. If you want to get at us, text us on the Utah Community Credit Union text line 57500, or you can tweet at us at Biamonte Matt, at Mitch underscore Harper, and at KSL Sports. We're talking BYU football. We do it all year, every single week here on the program. We're talking BYU football. And just a quick side note, two less days till BYU kicks it off. September 3rd, Thursday, September 3rd, BYU going to be taking on the Utes, no longer on a Saturday.
I love
that. We got that from the Pac-12 that's going to be kicking off once again on a Thursday. So two less days on the countdown till BYU football returns. But one of the big storylines, Matt, this offseason right now is what changes, if any, are going to take place with the coaching staff. And according to reports, Kalani Sitake has indicated that the staff is pretty much set, but there's some titles, responsibilities, and some adjustments that could be taking place with the current staff, but they're not willing to maybe speak on those publicly at the moment. What the heck are these changes, Matt? What do we think is brewing here with Kalani Sitake?
I would imagine that some of the titles that maybe we don't understand, associate head coach, the special teams coordinator role could change. I'm not really sure, and I don't really like the comments from Coach Sitake. I don't want to hear these things unless he's ready to tell us, and that's kind of something I've had an issue with over the last couple of years with the football program. Is seems a little secretive, and sometimes they don't want to tell you what's going on. If you look at his quote, and we'll read it here. I believe for the most part, our guys are pretty much set, says Kalani Sitake. Looking at the titles and responsibilities, we've already made some adjustments in our responsibilities and things are going to get done. I don't think it's really anything to go out and advertise right now. I think we have some things we've done within the program that's going to help our team function well on offense, defense, and special teams. I think, as a fan, what I'd like to hear is, hey, what we did last year wasn't good enough. We're going to make some changes. We're not done making those changes. And when I am, I'll let you guys know. And that's why I can't report on it now. But this just seems a little ambiguous. And I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me. How does it sit with you?
Yeah, I think I'm on the same wavelength as you. Is that really, what does this accomplish right now? If anything, it just leads to guys like us speculating.
Right.
And kind of running on what we're hearing, what we're maybe thinking could potentially be happening. Now, go back to last season when BYU was 2-4. As Ed Lamb put it, a low point of the season. He said that on the record last year. But changes happen. Elisa Tuiaki acknowledged that Kalani Sitake got more involved with the defense. We saw Jeff Grimes go from the press box where he started to feel very comfortable,
yep,
moving down to field level where he also feels very comfortable. He helped out the offensive line on that field against Boise State. Aaron Roderick stayed up in the booth. So we saw those things. And then it went from Jeff Grimes' offense to a collaborative effort, as Kalani Sitake put it when asked who, yep, was calling the plays in that win against Boise State. So changes were happening then, but I think right now, and I understand what you were saying, where maybe just wait. Hey, like Kalani's like, hey, changes are happening. We're going to get this thing fixed. 7-6 is not acceptable.
Yeah.
We're in the same line of thought as Matt Bushman a week ago, who said 7-6 is mediocre. We're not down for this. We're going to give you BYU fans that are loyal, strong, and true, and worldwide. We're going to give you a better product to cheer for. But hey, right now we got to still kind of find, cross some T's, dot some I's, or whatever it may be, and get things taken care of, because these coaching things can take a little bit of while. But I think that what's going to be potentially happening is maybe co-offensive coordinators with Jeff Grimes and Aaron Roderick have it clearly established that Aaron Roderick is in charge of the passing game, which we kind of knew,
yep.
And then Jeff Grimes in charge of the running attack. And then defensively, Kalani Sitake handling the defense, and then special teams, maybe you have a change of pace there, because Ed Lamb and special teams, it's been okay, but not great. They're not making progress, and maybe you make a change there. That's to me what the changes would be if the entire staff returns.
Yeah, and I want to come back to the comments for a second there, Mitch, from Kalani Sitake. A lot is asked of football fans, and in this case, BYU fans. You have to pay a lot of money to go to these games. When you go to the games, concessions are a lot of money. They want you to be a Cougar Club member, put some money into the program. And if you expect those things from the fans, I feel like you need to then give them a little access. And I don't know if fans are asking for a lot, but hey, we'd like to see a spring football game. Hey, when you're making changes, would it be, you know, could you tell us Aaron Roderick's calling the plays? Or, hey, these are the changes we made, and here's the reason why. I don't think a lot is asked of the fans, but when you charge as much money as football does for its fans, I do think there needs to be a little peek behind the curtain, and I want a little bit more of a peek. And this, the comments from Coach Sitake, it's not enough of a peek for me behind the curtain.
What?
So,
go ahead.
No, that's pretty much it. It's just, hey, if you're going to say we're making some changes, tell us what they are.
Yeah.
And then I think the fan base is happy with it. Now, they may not agree with the changes, but at least you're saying, hey, I'm giving you guys access, fans, to what's happening in the program. Right now, I just don't feel like there's a lot of insight into what's going on in the program. I don't.
And I think that's a great point, because I think BYU fans, they're willing to, they're going to be following this team regardless. BYU fans love the program.
Totally.
And BYU fans are as passionate as they come. But I think one of the problems right now, Matt, is that I think a lot of Cougar fans out there look at this program and go, hey, there's some good talent, but really, what's going to change? You got a tough schedule, maybe tougher,
right,
with more Power 5 teams next year. You're going to probably win a few games that maybe you shouldn't. Michigan State, maybe Missouri, maybe even Utah. Who knows? You're going to win a few that you shouldn't, but you're also going to lose some games that you shouldn't as well. So it's going to leave it with maybe 6-6. This type of quote, I think, makes BYU fans feel like, oh, everyone just kind of thinks everything's okay. Like, they're just going to do it on their time. There's not this maybe urgency to get this thing right. I think Kalani could have just framed it in a different way,
yeah,
and said, hey, this, what we've seen the last 2 years and the finish to the 2019 season, unacceptable. We got to get this right. We got to get it fixed. And look, Kalani, as much as anyone, he takes the losses as hard as anyone,
no doubt
about it. But there's been questioning of some pockets of the fan base have said they didn't agree with the extension. And Kalani, I don't think by any means is in this position just because he got the extension, that if he had a 4-8 year or a 5-7 year, that he's just set for the next 4 years. No,
right.
You got to still win.
Yeah.
BYU is a program that I'm not of the belief that Cougar fans out there should be lowering expectations just because
absolutely
the outside
not.
Says, oh, you shouldn't compete. No, if you're not raising the expectations, what the heck are we here for? What is everyone here for? If you're not going for 9, 10, 11 win seasons, what the heck are we doing here? So, no, you should never accept mediocrity. You should always be fighting for more. And I think, yes, a little bit more transparency would serve BYU well. And I think a prime example of this would be going back to 2015. Bronco Mendenhall had to say, Nick Howell, you're the defensive coordinator still, but I'm taking this over. And BYU issued a press release,
yep,
made it clear that Bronco's taking over the defense, but Howell is going to remain the defensive coordinator. If that happened, great. BYU fans would get on board with that,
exactly,
and they're starting to get excited again.
Totally. And that's precisely it. It's the part where he says it's not really anything to go out and advertise right now. Just frame it a little differently. Say, hey, we're still working through some things, but as soon as it's all locked in, we'll let you guys know. I think that would go a long way. We got to take a break here. We'll be back with more Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports, after this.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.